from the minister. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government offices. Men who give themselves wholly to public service, from the tips of their 10 fingers to the ends of their 10 toes. In short, men you can really count on. To those who work in the General Assistance Department, a healthy body is just as important as a healthy mind. A few minutes of brisk exercise helps to start the day right.
Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, dear.
What's the matter, too? Had an accident?
I'm afraid so, Van. I've broken the string of my yo-yo.
Well, I'm not sorry to hear it. Had the blessed thing in the key twice. Have you written that note for the permanent undersecretary?
Yes, I've just written it. The ink hasn't quite dried.
Well, use this blotting paper and then read it out.
Righto, I will. Now, let's see. Read
from the note, too, not from the blotting paper.
That's a good beginning. Yes, Gregory, we hope you will accept this gift in recognition of your 25 years with the General Assistance Department. P.S. Please excuse.
Handwriting?
That's the word, yes, yes.
Well, never mind. No doubt I'll be able to cover everything in my speech. And then Sir Gregory will express his surprise and delight.
Well, not much of a surprise, surely. He's been dropping hints all over the place.
Sure, we can hardly let the occasion go by without making a gesture.
Yeah, I agree. I've often wanted to make a gesture to Sir Gregory. Do you think the old devil's going to like what we've chosen for him?
Well, the cuckoo clock.
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
In here.
Oh, Sir Gregory, we were just talking about you. It's the permanent old devil.
Let me have it. Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Lilith Brown. Splendid weather, isn't it?
I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
Sunshine, clouded sky reminds me of the day I joined the department. 25 years ago.
Oh, yes. Well. 25 years, eh?
Yes. Still, we must live in the past. The present is the important thing, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, quite so. The present.
Yes, the present. And the future, of course. It'd be a happier future all round if everyone makes their contribution.
Yes. Yes, I think I see your point, Sir Gregory.
Good. Well, Lennox Brown, if you should happen to watch me for anything, I'll be popping into your office at 4.
I think he's afraid we've forgotten him, too. Just before we took that collection.
Have we got enough to pay for the cuckoo clock?
Well, not quite. We've got 700 written tape there.
And a badge with I Love Elia on it.
That means we're still £2.28 in the shop.
Yes.
Let's hope Mildred manages to scrape it up from the typing pool. Yes, she's...
Oh, what a tight, fisted lot they are in that typing pool. Half of them couldn't open their purses for rust.
How much did you get, Mildred?
Well, now let's see. Now, I started out with £1.30,
that's
3, 2,
and
on the other, 9.
Yes, well, it all helps, I suppose.
Yeah, but going round, I had to fork out 7 bob for 2 weddings, 3 ruffles, and a baby.
Oh. Yes, well, I can see there's nothing else for it, Mac. I shall have to dig into my own pocket.
Oh, I say, man, that's very noble of you. Dig into your own pocket, eh?
Yes, that's where I keep the key to the petty cash box. Yes, we'll charge the rest of Sir Gregory's present against tax affairs. After all, the money is going on the clock.
There you are, sharp today. Yeah. I'll go and pick up the clock in my locker.
Splendid, yes. Where do you order it from?
Well, it's a little watchmaker's shop, O'Toole and Racket. I was passing on my way to work when I suddenly heard this clock going, cuckoo. Well, I have featured the thought of Sir Gregory.
Very appropriate present, yes. Yes, we're not only giving him the conventional clock, we'll be giving him the bird as well.
Oh, that's bird. Another good one. They promised to dust it off and wrap it up. Charming people, Mr. O'Toole and Mr. Ratchet. So gentle and well-mannered.
Yes, Mr. Ratchet, that's what we'll do. We'll plant a bomb in Big Ben and blow it to smithereens.
Well, if you think it's for the best, Mr. O'Toole, I can't say that I'm happy about it.
But what else can we do with business so terrible? I mean, look at this week's sale. Two plastic straps and one Mickey Mouse watch.
Well, there's the cuckoo clock. It looks as though you're going to sell that.
Ah, well, I hope you fixed the cuckoo, that's all. I fancy putting it in backwards.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, hung outside it did. Then every hour it would shoot back in, going, who cook? Who cook?
It's all right now. You see, I prepared it.
Ah, good. Then I'd get it packed up. But people still aren't buying enough watches. No. And for why? Well, I'll tell you for why, though. You didn't ask me. It's all them free clocks in the street. People don't need watches anymore.
Yes, yes. And the biggest free clock of the lot is Big Ben.
Exactly, you're right. Mm-hmm. If we blow that up, we'll really be making our protest. Yes. For a start, the BBC will have to buy a clock of their own.
As long as no one gets hurt. This is the farm here, is it?
That's right. I made up my set. Now, it's set to go off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Give me plenty of time to get to the Big Ben.
Don't
stop it.
No.
We'll be blown to bits.
Yes.
And then I'll have to make another one.
Mr. O'Toole, I must state categorically that I don't like this business. You see, I don't approve of what...
Ah, nonsense. It'll be like the troubles all over again.
Someone's coming into the shop, I think.
Ah, well, you go through and see to him. Yes. And I'll get this bomb out of the way.
Good idea.
Now, let's see. Where do I put this? Ah, I've popped it in this cardboard box. With a brown paper round, so no one suspects. Oh, there's the lovely-looking parcel. Now, I'll feed it away on the top shelf until the coast is clear.
So you see, Mr. Ratchet, we managed to get the money together after all, and now I've called to pick up the clock.
You're stepping to the back room here, I'm sorry.
Ah, Mr. Ratchet, I see you've got a customer.
Yes.
Well, I'll not be in your way on account of I'll not be here, because I'm going out.
I see, yes. Yes, yes, very well, Mr. O'Toole, yes.
By the by, that little item I was dealing with,
I
put it on the top shed.
Yes.
I'm off to the Green Shillelagh. A drop of the hard stuff.
Yes, yes. Now then, Mr.
Yes, that's right.
What was it you were looking for?
The cuckoo clock, you remember. You were going to pack it for me.
Cuckoo. Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. O'Toole was dealing with that little item.
Oh,
I wonder where he put it.
Well, I think I heard him say something about the top shelf. There does seem to be a parcel up there.
Oh, yes. That must be it. Yes. No other customer's orders here. Perhaps you could reach it down for me.
Yes, I am a bit sorry.
Yes.
Oh, my word, it seems rather heavy for a cuckoo clock.
That's it, all right. You can hear it ticking there.
Yes. It's nicely wrapped, too.
Yes.
Oh, wait till Sir Gregory opens this. He'll be thrilled to fit.
Well, I do so. Really hope so, Mr.
Lamb. Richard Lamb. As in, Here's my card.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, you must be very well known. There's nothing on it.
Hmm? Well, my name's on the other side, actually.
Oh, our novel. On the other side. Yes. General Assistance Department, Whitehall.
That's right, yes.
Well. Oh, that's fortuitous.
Is it?
Yes, you see, if you're working for the government, you might be able to advise me on a rather delicate problem.
Well, by all means, I'll do my best.
You see, a friend of mine is planning to do something rather naughty with a homemade device.
I see, it's silly, off.
It's illegal, you see.
Well, naturally.
But apart from that, I'm afraid that it may prove harmful.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, but I really ought not to get mixed up in it.
Well, I don't want to bring his name into it, but I thought you might.
Yes, well, I don't really feel qualified to. I suggest you ring up someone in authority and get them to. Well, it's been all nice. Yes, good day.
But I. Ring up someone in authority, eh? Let me see. Who do I know of? Of course. Now, where's that card he gave me? Here we are. Whitehall. 7 3 14. An anonymous tip off. That's the answer. Yeah. Won't get anyone into trouble.
General Assistance Department. Lennox Brown speaking.
Oh, yes. This is anonymous tipple. Yes. My name is... I'm not supposed to tell you that, am I?
Big old bomb.
It's this bomb, you see. My partner plans to blow up this national institution, you might say, in the middle of London.
Yes, well, as long as the matter's been passed through the proper channels, I can't see that he what.
He's going to plant a bomb in this big building, you see. It's going to go off at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
But has he had ministry approval for this?
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. So you will remove the bomb, won't you? Goodbye.
Goodbye. No, wait a minute. No, you haven't told me where the bomb is.
Haven't I? Oh, so I haven't. No, well, the building is going to blow up.
That was a grand drop of the hive stuff at Christendale's in me boot.
You're back already, are you? Yes. Mr., I leave that little matter with you. Goodbye.
But you can't...
Who's that on the phone, Mr. Ratchet?
Me. Wrong number, Mr. O'Toole. Yes, two wrong numbers, in fact. You see, he didn't want to speak to me, and I certainly didn't want to speak to him.
No, and why should you? No. Yeah, well, I just came back to tell you I won't be coming back for a while.
I see.
I'm at the pub having another drop of the hard stuff to get me quiet.
Yes, well, wait for me. I think I'll join you, Mr. O'Toole. Right. It promises to be a very trying afternoon.
Here we are, Mr. Gregory's prison. All nicely wrapped in. I say, why are you wearing that old tin hat?
I have had a most disturbing anonymous telephone call, sir.
Have you? Who from? Oh, yes, I think you were here.
Yes, it seems a bomb has been planted somewhere in London and it's due to go off at 3 o'clock.
Good heavens.
Now, be careful, too. You nearly dropped that parcel. You'd better put it on my desk.
Yes, but a bomb, you say? Where is it?
Well, he didn't say.
Things are smashing. They got a bowling alley and a...
Some of these criminals have had university education, you know.
Remember, sir.
Our road safety display lorry ran over to a register. White mottled coat. Black ring round one eye. No collar. You had him tied up, but he gnawed through the rope. I see. Leave it with us, will you? Goodbye. Blessed woman lost her husband, she said. Now, sir, where were we?
Well, you're going to get all London's famous large buildings evacuated and searched at once.
Well, sir, yes. I'll get things moving if you'll take full responsibility.
Well, of course I will, of course I will.
Right. Is there anything else, sir?
Well, yes, there is one thing. Since I'm in Scotland Yard, I might as well tell you about it.
Oh?
Well, I rather suspect that the woman upstairs has been pinching my milk for her cat. I've got no absolute proof.
Oh,
I...
sure.
Oh,
Shipyard where Lady Lucas Foote was launching Britain's latest tanker, SS Papakopoulos. After the traditional smashing of the champagne bottle, she slid gratefully into the water to the cheers of the crowd. She was later rescued by a police launch. In London, there's been considerable chaos as police evacuated all important public buildings in response to a tip-off that a bomb had been planted in one of them. In the House of Commons, the search interrupted one of the major events of the new session. Prime Minister's lunch with the black and white minstrels. The Albert Hall had to be cleared in the middle of a midday concert. Fortunately, the work involved was Schubert's unfinished symphony, so it simply meant that the orchestra didn't finish it a little sooner than they normally wouldn't have. A Scotland Yard official said the big diversion of police from their normal duties had resulted in a wave of petty thefts. He appealed for the return of his warrant card, handcuffs and helmet, as they had sentimental value. After search, the Royal Mint was declared safe. A spokesman later said, "It would be disastrous if a bomb blew up in here. After all, we don't want a mint with a hole in it." Well, that was the news, and now the World's One continues with an interview with the men responsible for this massive search. Mr. Lamb, perhaps you could come to the microphone and tell us all about it.
Yes, well, it's a sort of long stick thing with a knobbly bit at the top and wires leading out of it, and it says PVC round the bottom.
Yes, but what I'd really like to hear about is this bomb, sir. Perhaps Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yes, 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 of course, yes. Well, this phone call suggested the bomb had been planted in a large London building, you see. Somewhere of national importance.
I see you mean like the Tower of London.
Yes, that's right. Or Buckingham Palace and Broadcasting House, the Bank of... Broadcasting House.
Broadcasting House.
Broadcasting House.
If you ever come across the sea from Ireland,
I've not seen it on you too heavy, am I, Mr. Ratchet, Miss Allen?
No, actually. I thought I was leaning on you.
It's a ridiculous time to throw a man out of the pub.
Yes.
It's these licentious laws, you know.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Well, it is 3 o'clock, and we... 3 o'clock? It's 3 o'clock.
What's the matter with you?
The bomb goes off at 3 o'clock, and he's still on the premises.
Ah, sure, and isn't it that watch of yours that's wrong?
There's nearly
an hour to go, be mine. Look for yourself. 2 o'clock, British summer time.
Summer time? No, that's over. Over and done with, you see. You should have put your watch on an hour last week.
I don't believe in it. Oh. If the time was good enough last week, it's good enough today.
Yes, but that means that the bomb won't be going off until 4 o'clock, everybody else's time. There's still an hour to go.
That's right. Still, I'd better get it out of here if I'm going to plant it in Big Ben.
Yes.
Will you hand it down to me, Mr. Ratchet? It's in that brown paper parcel on the top shed.
Oh, what a jolly good hiding place. Nobody would ever... Oh, there's something you ought to know, Mr. O'Toole.
What's the matter? Look, I'll show you. There it is, right in front of your nose. Gone.
Yes. You see, I thought it was the cuckoo clock. I gave it to that Mr. Lamb.
Oh, you great pretty!
I'm not a great pretty.
You are that! I hope he wasn't planning to pay on HP.
No, but don't you see? He buys a cuckoo clock from us and gets blown to bits. That sort of thing could damage our reputation.
Ah. Well, we'll get the bomb away from them and give them the clock instead. Now, where did I put the clock? It's under the bench here.
Yes.
Now, we'll make up another parcel and tell him there's been a little mistake.
We'll have to jolly well hurry. Got his card here somewhere. Yes, yes. General Assistance Department.
General Assistance?
Yes, doesn't say which office it is.
Oh, these government buildings are like rabbit warrens, you know.
Yes,
we'd have to split up and search for us when we get there.
Right,
yes. We only hope we find them in time.
Well, Mr. Lennox Brown, it's nearly 3:30 and nothing's blown up yet.
No, apparently not, Miss Murphy. No, obviously it was all a hoax.
Fancy. And after you got all them buildings emptied and searched, the Bank of England, Buckingham Palace...
Yes, all
the
right,
Miss Murphy. Tower of London, the British Museum, Westminster Abbey... Oh, I had to laugh.
That'll do. I'm afraid Sir Gregory won't be too pleased about this business, you know. Still, I dare say his outlook will change when we give him his present. Yes, let's just hope the presentation goes with the bank.
Oh, yes, the presentation. What time's he coming, sir?
About 4 o'clock, he said.
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for the General Assistance Department.
Well, this is the General Assistance Department, but you just can't get...
Thank heavens I found you, sir. I'm from O'Toole and Ratchet, the clockmaker, sir. There's been a bit of a mix-up, you know.
Mix-up? Well, how do you mean?
Well, sir, we accidentally gave your Mr. Lamb the wrong parcel, you see.
Oh.
And this one I've got here is the cuckoo clock, sir.
Yes. A good job you came. If we'd given them Sir Gregory the wrong parcel, he'd have exploded.
Well, if we can just swap parcels. Careful now.
Well, here you are, Mr. Elby. You owe this one.
Yes, right.
Well, I bid you good day, sir.
One odd fella. Welsh, of course. Better check that parcel, Miss Murphy, I think. You know, make sure it is the right one this time.
Isn't the cuckoo clock all right? Isn't it lovely?
Hmm. Yes. A bit nervous of themselves. Mm-hmm. Yes, a bickering of pensions used to have one, you know. Damn bird shot out and got tangled up in his moustache. All but dragged him back in with it. Messy business.
Fancy. Well, I hope Sir Gregory likes it. I'll wrap it up again already. Here, where's Mr. Lamb? He'll be late for the presentation.
He's freshening up in the washroom. Yes. Well, I hope he gets a move on.
Oh, where's the soap? Oh, it slipped under my fingernail. And Mr. Lamb.
Yes?
Mr. Lamb, thank heavens I found you. I've been trying every door.
Oh, it's Mr. Ratchet, isn't it? Fancy seeing you here. Popped in for a wash and brush up at the ministry's expense, eh?
Yeah, I'm afraid I haven't got the time, Mr. Lamb.
No, haven't you? It's 4:05, actually.
Oh, dear me, 5:05. I came to tell you, there's been a most dreadful mistake, you see. I gave her the wrong parcel at lunchtime.
Oh, that's awkward. My colleague's just preparing to hand it over.
The one I gave you has a bomb in it.
Well, there's no harm. We can soon... A bomb? Did you say a bomb?
Yes, a bomb. It was in a parcel the same as the clock, you see.
In a parcel the same as...
Mr. O'Toole's got the parcel with your clock in it somewhere in this building. We split up to find you the quicker.
But you mean my number one's about to give the permanent undersecretary a bomb?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's due to go off at 4:00.
At 4:00, good heavens, just as it's handed over. Out of my way, I've got to stop them.
Yes.
There you are, Mr. Rushes. There's no time to lose.
Mr. O'Toole.
Yeah, I'm still carrying our cuckoo clock. I'll take that.
What?
There's still 2 minutes to go. I might just talk
it out. Here, come back with your dad's not this. Oh, beat that. He's gone. Oh, I tell you, Mr. Ratchet, I'll never muck a boost with bombs again. No. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yes. 25 years, Lennox Brown. 25 years. It's quite a record, isn't it?
It certainly is, Sir Gregory.
Indeed, yes. Yes, 25 years of public service. Don't know if any of the young chaps will be able to go on like that.
Well, very, very unlikely, Sir Gregory. Not many people would go on like you.
By the way, where's Lamb?
Oh, I'm sure he's on his way. Sure he's on his way, yes. Yes, he knew you were coming.
Oh, yes, I told you, didn't I? Well, I just thought I'd pop in and show you my new vicuna coat.
My word.
Oh, the minister presented it to me, you know, in recognition of 25 years loyal service.
Very nice indeed, Sir Gregory. Very.
Oh,
thank
you. Lovely, sir. It's very nice.
Thank you. Well, yes, I've had gifts from almost everybody. Almost everybody.
Ah. Have you really?
Yes, almost everybody has given me something. Lady Pitkin excelled herself last night.
Oh, very jolly.
Yes, presented me with a brand new Rolls Royce.
Oh.
Yes. Step over here to the window. Down there in the drop box.
Oh, look, that's right underneath the window. Oh, shiny and new.
Most impressive, Sir Gregory.
Oh, not a bad little job, eh?
Another.
Well, I thought I'd bring it in today to give it a run, you know.
Yes.
As I said, Lennox Brown, almost everybody's given me some gift to mark the occasion. There's only one person I can think of who hadn't.
Well, now, I thought we might...
And
wait for Mr.
speaking Lair. Of you, Lennox Brown.
Yes.
What about this nonsense this afternoon, evacuating all those buildings and all that?
Yes. Well, perhaps we won't wait for Mr. Lamb. No, we won't do that. Sir Gregory, I'd like to present you with a small token of our esteem.
A parcel? For me?
Yeah.
Well, what a surprise. Oh, you should.
Now, here you are, Sir Gregory. Now, on behalf of all of us, let me say...
Get down, you fool. What? Get down. I'll save you. Leave it to me.
What? Two? What are you doing?
Give me that parcel. Give it to me, I tell you.
Really, fucking Sir Gregory Fortuna. Come round.
Damn! What the devil?
Stop babbling, man. Oh, I'll put it in the fire bucket. Quickly now.
What are you heavens do? Put that fire extinguisher down.
Get back. I'm going to smother it in soap.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, let me know.
There. I've done it. No need for thanks, Sir Gregory.
My coat. My vicuna coat. Ruined.
I'm sorry I had to punch you on the nose, Sir Gregory, but you were panicking.
I am.
Now, Sir Gregory, hold this other parcel, if you will.
I hope you've got a good explanation for this, too.
I'll do more than explain. I'll show you. Pass me my brolly, Mildred. There was a bomb in that first parcel. Look, in the fire bucket. Watch while I poke it. Now then, gently does it.
Ha ha ha!
It's possible I made rather a silly mistake.
By the gods, Lem, just wait till I get my hands on you. I'll wring your scrawny. Here, hold this wretched parcel that it found.
Wait a minute. If the bomb wasn't in that parcel, it must be in... Stand back, you fools. I'll save you. What? Give me that parcel.
Oh, he's up again.
Let me get to the window. There.
Two, you've got mad.
No, I haven't. I had to throw it through the window. You'll see what I mean in a moment.
Rolls Royce is right underneath.
My car. My Rolls. Good grief, what have you done? Look at it. Look at it. A smoking wreck!
This is quite a remarkable performance, even to you two. Punched Sir Gregory on the nose, smashed his clock, destroyed his new coat, and blown up his car. Now, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I didn't... happy anniversary, Sir Gregory.